You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Lola is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by Dante. So we're going to see if we can get him on the phone in just a few minutes, ask him why he's ghosting her, and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. But first, Lola, how long has it been since your date with Dante?
It was like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
We met at this bar close to where I work. It was happy hour.
Have you tried to get a hold of him in that time? Or have you texted him since your date?
Yes. Texted him a couple of times and literally no response. Like the first time he was like, hey, I'm busy. I'll hit you up in a little bit. Then never heard anything. I waited, a couple days. And then I tried again and nothing. And then I tried once more last night.
Mm.
And still nothing. And that's why I called y'all.
What is it about him that makes you want to talk to him so bad? Because don't you just kind of want to be like, well, screw you then, bro.
I that's part of it now. But it's like, I've been ghosted before. I've ghosted before.
Mm.
Like, I've always known why. Like, you know what I mean? Like, where you can look back and you're like, oh, it was probably this or it was probably that.
Yeah.
Like, this night, everything seemed to go so well. I think that's part of it, is just like, what did I do? Like, is it me? Is it him? I don't know if he's married. It's like, I don't know what the deal is. I just kind of, it'd be nice to talk to him again or see him again. But more than anything, I just kind of want to know, like, what's up? Like, why? Because everything was so nice that night.
There's not anything you can think of that could have been an awkward moment or anything like that?
No, like we were at this bar, and like I've seen him before and always drew my interest, but I never approached or anything like that. And then that night I was there for happy hour with a couple of friends after work, and he came over and started talking to us. And then my other friends kind of like walked away, and it was just the two of us. And it's this cool place. They have like board games and plants, and it's just a like chill vibe, you know? And so we played a couple board games, played Battleship. I haven't done that in like forever.
It's like a fun place.
And I was trying, it was really cool. And I was trying to see where he was. And he found my Battleship and kept, hitting. And I was like, sir, are you hitting on me? And that broke the tension, and we both started laughing. And then that's when like we just started like really talking, and we were doing that question game, that starts with like, oh, who's your favorite band? Then things get a little more intense. It's like, you ever run from the cops like in college or whatever? You ever catch your parents? Did your parents ever catch you? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The weirdest one was body count.
Who asked that question?
And he asked. He asked.
On the first date?
Like, not even a date, really. Like, we're just chilling.
Right.
And
I guess that is a weird question to ask on the first date, how many people you've been with or whatever, but I could see it in that moment being like you're playing a fun game, so you don't, I wouldn't even think about it. Then I would say it, I'd be like, oh, probably like a crunchy question to ask her.
Okay, so then how did you react to that?
Well, I turned it back on him. I was like, well, what's yours? And so then he answered, and I was like, okay, well, his is more than mine. And so I said it. I gave my honest body count, and it didn't seem like it was a big deal. We, like, you know, kept hanging out, kept drinking. He even, you know, he was like, hey, should we go somewhere else? I was like, oh, I've got to work tomorrow. And I didn't want to leave, but, like, I didn't want to. It was just such a good night. I didn't want anything more to, like, ruin that. So, like, we said our goodbyes. We exchanged numbers and, you know.
And that was it.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he answers. And if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you, and then maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right, play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Lola is on the phone, and Lola is getting ghosted by a dude named Dante, and she has no idea why. Maybe it's because she sunk his battleship. Not sure, but we'll find out.
Literally.
Before we give him a call to see why he's ghosting you, Lola, why don't you kind of recap your date for everybody?
We met at happy hour after work. Hung out, played board games, Battleship, had great conversations, played questions game, drank a little, said goodnight, you know, everything seemed cool. And then he's literally ghosted me.
Are you ready to call him and ask him?
I think so.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Dante, please?
Yeah, this is Dante.
Dante, what's up, man? How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Dante. The show's here, too. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Oh, so this is a bunch of people calling me.
Yes, it is.
What's up, Dante?
I'm doing pretty swell, but why are you calling me?
We're calling you because we do a segment on our show. I don't know if you've heard it before, but it's called The First Date Follow-Up. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then you end up ghosting them, that person can have us call you and ask why you've been ghosting them. So we got an email about you from somebody named Lola.
I don't know if I really want to talk about that one.
Really?
Can you?
Why? I mean, she said it was a good time.
I mean, I had a general good time. Things were pretty good, but I could tell that she wasn't really like truthful to me.
What does that mean?
Well, what it means is when you ask someone a direct question, they just kind of like, you could tell they don't want to answer it. And then when they finally do answer it, they don't tell you the truth.
Okay, so back up.
Yeah.
What happened?
No, it's just my intuition.
Okay, yeah. Explain the situation you're talking about.
Well, we're playing games. We're having a generally good date. We're playing games and we're asking questions about each other. And I just didn't feel like the answers I was getting were really what it was. So you know how it is once you finally kind of determine you don't want to really be there anymore. You just kind of go with it and things stay on a good note. But then once you're done, you're just done.
Kind of. I just feel like there was some mixed messaging with the exchanges of numbers and stuff.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. I was just asking and I started asking her questions and I wanted to know some things because it gives me a good gauge on kind of person I want to be with. And I asked her how many people she slept with before.
Does that question usually go over well for you?
I mean, you can find pretty quickly whether or not you want to continue something because I have my own threshold for me. If I find that a girl has more than me, then I don't necessarily want to be with that girl.
Why?
I don't even know that it's about the number, Dante. I just think the question is a little bit presumptuous. Yeah. I don't know if that's your business right away.
Everyone has their own priorities when they date. I just find that to be one of mine. And when she answered, I could tell she didn't want to give me an answer. So then once I actually got her to answer it, I think she just said a number below mine and it was very clear that she wasn't really telling the truth.
Okay, so you just think she was lying about it?
Yeah, and I have a standard for dating that I want. One of them is don't be too obvious with your lie, and the other is don't sleep with more men than me.
What?
What about you and the more like women you sleep with? Do you get degraded?
I don't think it's equated to the same thing.
Oh my gosh, we cannot have this conversation right now. Boy. I just am not. I did not have enough coffee for this.
First of all, Dante. I did not lie to you. Your question was out of pocket and I didn't want to answer because everything was going so well and I didn't want to go this direction because I worried about like this exactly.
Dante, that's Lola. She's been on the phone listening.
Yeah, of course I've got to talk to her too now.
Well,
that's okay. We get an answer for you and you finally stop calling me.
Yeah, the good news is you will never have to talk to me again. What I did with my body before I met you is none of your business. Literally none.
I think it is everyone's business when someone's trying to start a relationship with somebody in general, just when they're dating, when they're trying to start something, they want to know the history of the person. History of people matter. It dictates
the fact that I'm a grown woman who's literally, and I'll tell everybody, I don't care. The fact that I'm a grown woman who's literally slept with 5 men in my life, that is too much for you.
5? That probably means 10, if not more, because women just cut those numbers in half because they know they don't want it heard by everybody.
He just makes up his own rules. Whoever's going to date Dante needs to show up with a diary explaining everything that's happened in their lives prior to saying, hi, nice to meet you. Sorry.
You know, if only it was like that, it'd be so much easier dating.
I'm sure you believe that. I'm sure you do.
This is like two different dudes, the guy I met that night and this guy, because I wouldn't have wasted my time on this guy.
That's because I already made my mind up against you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
I hope that all those women that were part of your number, that's the part that trips me out is like, you go ahead. You slept with twice and more than twice as many people as I had. If your number is even correct, if you've got this formula, then that means that you probably use it too.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about dude math, don't they cut it in half and like divide it by 3 or something like that? So if you said 15, exactly. Really, we're talking about like what, 45?
Exactly.
Actually, whatever the dude says, it's usually half of that because half of them are virgins. They never get sex. It's so much harder for guys to actually get it, so they're trying to portray macho more so.
This is interesting. You're an interesting guy, Dante. Very interesting.
Yeah, I know I am. That's why I've already slept with 20 women.
Gosh.
Wow. Wait, this is a prize? Then we divide that by?
No, I don't know what the math is on that anymore. Dante, would you like to go on another date with Lola? We'll pay for it.
No, I don't think I do.
Cool.
Yeah, not only do I not want to go on another date, I'm going to Venmo you for the drink you bought me, and I don't ever want to see you again.
Oh, great. I get a refund. Nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't even bother, though. Keep your money, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just sorry.
I think we're good.
Well, this battleship just got sunk.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it.
Yeah, you sunk it when you suck.
What?
Whoa.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.